particular.
Yeah. You know what they would call it? Just bread. Would there be a different term that you might call a bread that was made at home from bread that was bought at the store?
Yeah, it's like they call the, you know, you go to the store, you got sliced bread or something. It seemed like, you know, you'd love to slice bread.
Okay. How about any kind of a donuts or
I don't remember anybody making donuts or anything other than that bread pudding. Which is like an apple fritter or something, I guess. That's the best way to describe it, sort of. But I don't remember anybody making donuts or anything.
What about pancakes?
Flapjacks.
Yeah, that's what you call them.
My friends call them flapjacks, we call them pancakes. Flapjacks. I called them flapjacks one time. My girls just laughed. They thought that was funny. I still say go to the picture show and they think that's funny.
Yeah.
Go to the movies and let's go to the picture show.
Yeah. Okay. What would you have like if you were a kid going to school, came home afternoon, had something to eat?
I used to go home for lunch.
Oh, did you?
I'd go across the street from the school and I'd walk home for lunch. A lot of us did. If you live within a certain distance of the school, you could go home. I don't remember, you know, I'm sure I hit the back door and I ate something, but I don't remember anything particular, you know, so cookies or milk or whatever. But I remember going home at lunch and having a hot meal. Hell, I don't get a hot meal 6 times a year at my house anytime. But I remember I'd go home most days. I took my lunch some, but I'd walk home and I'd have a hot lunch. Uh-huh. I'd have vegetables and meat, you know, that whole thing. Now that's way back, you know, first, second, third grade. There were six of us, ended up being six children. So after, you know, it was, and I didn't do it, but about the first 2 or 3 years of school. I never went home after that. But I don't remember going home for a snack after school.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember anything in particular.
Can't imagine doing that now,
letting
the kids go off
on
their own for lunch.
Yeah.
And
well, they still
do
in Greensboro. High school students can leave campus.
Oh, for lunch?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think they're trying to stop it, but it's sort of hard once you've had that food.
Yeah, to take it away.
But I never ate on campus when I was in high school. We always got in the car and went somewhere.
Yeah,
but,
what about coffee? How would you make it when you were growing up?
Okay, they had a percolator. What you call it? A coffee pot. They had a coffee pot that had a metal thing that sat down in there and the container up here you poured the coffee grounds in. And then I guess the water would boiled up and went into that. And I remember that.
So you perk it or?
Perk it. Is that the coffee pot? Perk the coffee, yeah. I don't know what you call all those things. Had a glass thing on top.
Yeah, so you could watch it.
Yeah, so you get darker.
My grandmother had one of those, I remember. Yeah. On the stove. You made it on the stove. Okay.
We have instant coffee. it's so quick that.
Anybody ever grow peanuts around here? Now how about the meat, like pork? What different parts of pig would you eat?
I can remember eating chitlins. Of course, they would slaughter the pigs and use all of it. I mean, they made something called blood pudding. Don't ask me what it is. I remember eating some and it tasted pretty good. I assume it was made with the blood of the pig. I don't know.